Let me finally say a word about the role of technology and innovation in furthering the development process. An increasingly important factor in explaining successful economic development concerns the agility or the speed with which an economy adopts existing technologies to enhance the productivity of its industries. This is critical because technological differences have been shown to explain much of the variation in productivity between countries. In fact, the relative importance of technology for competitiveness and for productivity has been increasing in recent years as the global economy has become more complex and as progress in the dissemination of knowledge and the increasing use of information and communication technologies have become increasingly widespread. For instance, the strong productivity growth recorded in the United States over the past 15 years, particularly since the beginning of the 1990s, has been linked to the high adoption of information technologies, with productivity increases registered particularly in sectors that were using the latest technologies extensively. I refer in particular to retail and wholesale. Innovation, of course, is particularly important for countries that have reached the high-tech frontier, as it is really the only self-sustaining driver of growth. It may be that less advanced countries can still improve their productivity by adopting existing technologies or making incremental improvements in other areas, such as, for instance, the institutional environment. But for countries that have reached the innovation stage of development, which means high-income countries, typically in the OECD, this is no longer sufficient to increase productivity. Firms in these countries must design and develop the latest products and processes to maintain a competitive advantage. This requires an environment that is conducive to innovation and to innovative activity, supported by both the public and the private sector. In particular, this means sufficient business investment in research and development, high-quality scientific research institutes and institutions, collaboration in research between universities and industry, and protection of intellectual property. In this respect, I would like to mention that one of the countries that has been most successful in innovating and in transforming itself from an agricultural society into a high-tech power is, of course, Israel. And particularly important in explaining the emergence of a high-tech industry in Israel is the very close collaboration which we have seen between industry on the one hand and the university establishment on the other. Regular meetings and consultation have basically allowed the universities to amend their curriculum so that graduates from these universities will be able to insert themselves into industry in a way that allows them to contribute directly to the operations of their various companies. Because of the pace of change in the global economy, it is absolutely essential that universities are cutting edge and that they remain on the cutting edge of knowledge and in the delivery of skills and knowledge that is relevant for the operation of the global economy.